So this way is long, but this way is not.
Okay, swings.
But let's do touch on. I'm glad you brought up zip line because Deer Hollow zip line, because there's so many people riding it at one time. They frayed the cable. We have been waiting. We just got it done. I put in a request for it because it's German made, and you can only get that cable specific to that brand. To fall within all the safety guidelines and warranties and stuff for liability, you have to go through that manufacturer. It was 3 months. We've been waiting on that. We just got it done yesterday.
It's probably pretty expensive, too.
It was over $3,000.
That's not terrible, actually. Yeah.
But it's the wait time. You know, people were... I thought the end of the world was coming because people were so upset about it. But
it's fixed now?
It is fixed. It was just done yesterday.
My kids love zip lines, but as a parent, I feel like the zip line does not provide entertainment for very many kids.
Right. No, it's one at a time.
That it takes up in the park, and so they're not my favorite thing. But swings they turn over a lot faster, and more kids can be on them. My kids absolutely love the like all access swings that have the front thing that comes over, and they think those are the best things in the world.
Roller coaster.
Yeah. Okay, we're making our wish list for Palmquist Park. Equipment.
We also had talked about if they were going to move the wall,
hill.
Right? Make that more of a slope of having a slide or something going down it. Remember when we talked about that?
So what do we want to add for our wish list on that?
So if the plan is still to
slide down
put a slide.
Mm-hmm. You guys wanted the grade, from what I remember, you guys wanted
That's
to start
right.
where we were slide. And grade it up to the parking lot and take out a portion of the parking lot,
yeah,
correct?
That's right.
And then a slide down the grade.
The slide on grade is what they're calling it.
Slide on grade. And then I also think in that, I would like there to be obstructed parts on that slide. I think a hill is one of the best things for kids, and they will find a million ways to play with that, with nothing on it, just grass or
I know we probably have touched on it, but have you guys heard anything negative, positive on the synthetic turf at Legacy?
I've heard positive.
Okay.
I think people are pretty happy.
And everything I've heard is positive. Like, I've heard a lot of moms come up to me and be like, they love the fact that they could, before on the pour in place, didn't feel like they could sit on the surfacing.
Mm-hmm.
To where now there's moms that are hanging out with their little babies and just.
Yeah, I see that too. The only thing I've heard is people say like, oh, I don't think it's going to hold up well, which I feel like is absolutely.
It's a million times better than
a
pour in
point
place.
Because like the last one did.
Yeah.
That way you're just and.
So the only reason why I bring that up after you talked about the grading, is that something that you guys would rather see than pour
on
in place?
The grade? Oh, at future parks? I think so.
Okay.
I think the pour in place creates a really difficult maintenance problem. That's my opinion.
I was sold on this, on a turf.
Okay.
Yeah,
perfect.
I am too.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's soft.
Okay, for me, I am on a mission to get a track or trail around every park in the city. So that's on my wish list for this.
A what?
A track or a trail around every park in the city. Just like kind of like what Hatch has. I think that is so smart, but I want that everywhere.
And there is a little tiny one. I mean, it's...
Yeah, but expand
it.
Kind of like Hatch, because you can get two-way traffic, and that matters, especially if people like are using with strollers or kids on scooters or something. And Palmquist isn't so big that you're going to get a lot of maybe round traffic, but that's my top of my wish list for this. All right, anything else we want to add? Specific styles of equipment?
As far as equipment.
So what I found is that I came across a bunch of questions that we might not know, some we might know others. Are we constrained for space? Like with the zip line, is there a spatial concern? Like we could do a bigger playground if there wasn't a zip line? Like,
definitely.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then also cost plays into that.
Okay, gotcha. Is there a budget that we should be aware of when we were looking through those things? I didn't know. And so
I don't know. Did I see prices in there?
Do we?
But
yeah, it's kind of. The wish list was huge if the sky's the limit. But.
Good question. So we have some very specific designated funds from the city to do a renovation there, and I think it was 175 or 200, somewhere around there.
Yeah, I don't know. But I actually had money the year before that's carried over. for 2 years now, it's in that fund.
So it's at least at the 200
so
for now.
I mean, it just depends on how...
Their budgeting is always squishy.
So it's always... gotcha. And
but
it was already approved.
Oh, yeah.
That, yes, the money is already there. So what our process was that we were hoping is to get this kind of wish list, and then they will work with some designers and say, this is our budget, and these are the things we want to see. What can you provide in that range?
Yeah.
And then we would come back and like look at those options and make more detailed decisions. One thing that's happened previously is sometimes these designers would create mock-ups with maybe not as clear an idea of the amount of money that was available and without much of any feedback about what do we want to put in there first before you spend the time. So that's kind of the process.
We talked about themes. What kind of themes do we?
Yeah.
Like what kind of theme?
Well, what's the age of the kid that goes to that park?
Kindergarten to sixth grade.
So
the range.
Probably a little bit younger then.
Yeah.
Okay. So considering that, I mean, with our theme and stuff, like stuff that's easier to climb up on top of, and, but not as tall maybe.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a train theme was one of the.
I like the train theme.
Yeah.
That was one of my favorite. The railroad park
one.
Yeah,
like the
trains are good.
That's where you played.
My
the
kid would
floor is
it.
Lava, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my kid
yeah.
loved the train theme.
Yeah.
I liked the ones in there, especially that were the squishy things that were just. Natural terrain, so they look like
yeah.
rocks
oh,
and logs
cool.
and things like that.
Yeah.
I liked that, but
yeah.
I'm not a kid.
Yeah.
I just think they're pretty.
But you have kids that would play with them, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely, but my kids would play with them regardless of what theme they were.
Right.
So
yeah.
yeah.
That.
Have we had any like accessibility discussions or inclusion type?
We've touched on it before, but haven't made any clear decisions or priorities.
Have we? Have we heard complaints about that? I mean. We want to be an inclusive town, of course, but is there? Is that
we do get an occasional, you know, people that are like want to know where, what's ADA and compliant,
sure, yeah.
and where can I get a wheelchair and down.
Just based on elevation, this is probably best
exactly.
for stuff like that. But
it's
sure.
tough to
so
like
down to the
right
because
you have to
unless
go down.
That's
yeah.
fine.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah, yeah.
you never know. Jazzies can go a lot of places.
yeah.
no.
Me and you go try it.
Yeah.
I think that's a good question to have, like in the discussion, whenever we're doing these.
Yeah,
new
I think that's also. I see what you're saying about trails and things like that and pathways around, but it's one of the things to consider as far as like where you're putting that, and how you want the trail to go around because. There's very strict, standards you have to be in compliance with to make to have it be ADA.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, just the grades and
yeah,
the things
right.
like that. So.
Something that might be a good idea with. Having like an all abilities playground area is the Hatch Park renovation where there will be maybe a few different sections of the park that has play equipment because it is a lot bigger so that you're not taking up that space.
And if we don't have it now, we should probably be aware of it
and
plan it into the future so when we
oh,
get
to great
it's
idea.
Like here's
yeah.
what our plans are because
uh-huh.
of this type of
mm-hmm.
answer.
But I agree, I don't think this park is the one.
Yeah,
yeah
definitely
so,
not.
Yeah,
especially
I
with the grade down to the
yeah.
water.
Yeah.
like,
cool.
it might not work out very well.
Okay, anything else?
So one thing that I've heard in Foxborough is over at the Legacy Park, on the splash pad, all those awning things that are around it, people are like in love with those.
Yes, they are.
And
so
I mean, on a playground set,
yeah,
if there's like
shade.
And then there's like a lot of playgrounds that don't really get hot, even if it's in the sun, like you can still play them all the time, right? They're not like the old kind of playgrounds. But if the concern of parents is, oh, the metal on the playground gets hot, like it gets covers, maybe it. In one of those books, there's a cool little cover that was kind of like a glass that was colored. So they called it like shadow play or something, where it was like a covering, so it protected the equipment, but then also cast some like colored shadows on the ground. And anyway, there was some cool stuff.
That's cool.
That I thought would. It's kind of like an easy way to add covering and also like a fun, like something to have fun with. Anyways, those are my. Oh, sorry, I have one more thought was what about like a little bouldering wall? Like one that kind of. I mean, I feel like a K through six can climb this far off the ground, but a kindergartner, but a sixth grader could climb this far, and,
mm-hmm.
and, that, and that could be. Anyways, those are just my wish list thoughts. But.
Have there been. Are you aware of injuries at the Legacy Park, that climbing piece?
Mm-mm. I've not heard of one. But just because I don't hear it.
Yeah,
doesn't
that,
mean it's
I
not
just
not
wonder
it.
If you do hear. I was with
yeah.
a girl who broke her arm on it.
Yeah,
but
just because I don't hear it doesn't
but
mean
that
it doesn't
happens
happen.
To kids. Like, I don't.
Right.
I don't think that's a problem or something that means we shouldn't have those kinds of things. I was just wondering if there was more.
But I mean, it's really weird, like when you hear about injuries, because it can happen like the merry-go-round up there, which has a brake system. You can't like, it's not the olden days where it like spins out of control and people are like flying 20 feet.
Mm-hmm.
But I was watching the other day. I was up there doing something, and a little girl. The one girl was pushing it, the other girl stuck her head, and that bar came and just smacked it. So it's kind of like, there's certain things that, like, no matter what you do, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, but yeah.
And I think that's part of childhood.
Yeah.
My kids have had their fair share of injuries and broken bones. And
yeah, so.
I don't expect the environment to stop that. Okay, other things to add to our wish list? Okay. So. Let's talk for a minute about dog park location. That is the first question to address with dog park information. Okay, dog people. Oh my gosh. Dog people in Foxborough are crazy.
Didn't you guys just make, didn't I understand that you kind of added on to a park that was made with on the north end?
That was Woods Cross City. Right?
The Woods Cross thing.
Have you had people contacting you about that recently? Because it blew up again in Foxborough like 4 weeks ago.
Someone showed me something. I'm not on Facebook. But
what do you mean blew up?
Well, just a thousand comments of people.
Didn't they shut down the splash pad for a little bit?
Oh, because of the dog.
And that's what started it, I think.
Yeah.
Was it because they thought it was dogs?
It was contaminated. Well, so what happens is someone will post or the city will post something. We had to shut it down. James said, just a reminder, don't take your dogs to it. And then someone will say, dogs are people too. And then the next person will say, yeah, but take your dogs somewhere. I mean, so
and
you're
it
not
just
outside.
Goes crazy.
That's why we avoid Facebook.
Did you see what I posted?
No, did you comment? Good for you. What did you say?
Well, I reposted it under our Instagram.
In the Foxborough group or just on our own page?
On our own page.
Great.
We love your babies and we love your puppies. Please leave your puppies at home.
Thank you.
Bring extra diapers for your babies.
Love
that's
it.
Love it.
Yeah, like, everyone said, well, kids are as messy
as... We all love your fur babies or human babies. It doesn't matter, but...
I said the same thing on the Foxborough.
Maybe we should do food trucks somewhere else so that, like, my whole family can enjoy it. And I'm like, are you... Okay, let me just be clear here. You want the city to plan a different event for your dog so your dog can be better accommodated?
Are you going to give your dog a cheese curd, too?
Welcome to our world.
Okay, well, let me tell you.
Welcome to our world.
Let me tell you. Pause this. That was the last thing for me to be like, I am not running for city council. Because I'm like, I do not want to deal with this.
I was telling him the other day. I went down there and this certain group of people roped off the pavilion. We saw it on the race. They literally took a rope, like,
just like Bright
ribbon.
Citizens?
You know the West Pavilion?
Yeah.
This little
tiny
one you don't have to reserve?
Yeah.
Well, they had roped that thing off. And said, it's a birthday. Basically, it's ours.
And nobody was there?
No, they tied it off, and then, you know, they come back later. Anyways, I came back later. Not because of that, but just I was doing the testing on the splash pad, and they had this big, huge, huge pit bull sitting there. And it had written on the little vest that this thing was wearing, emotional support dog. I don't know if they did it in marker or what. But I said, hey, I don't know if you realize, but we don't allow dogs at the park. And she's like, I have paperwork for it. I said, oh, great. She's like, do you want to see it? I said, sure. And she kind of hemmed and hawed, and they didn't know, like, they realized I was going to sit and wait after they mentioned it. So I just sat there and I'm like, well, I'll tell you what, if you're going to find it, I'll be right back. I got to do a test. I'll come back. As I'm walking away, this guy says, you messing with my dog? And I said, no, not at all. I just, you know, we don't allow dogs here. And he didn't bring, he don't want to bring paperwork because there was no paperwork. He says, I'm just going to take him home. I said,
great.
Okay, have a nice day. How was it? But it's...
We get so many calls.
People
that are upset that people don't have their dogs on leashes.
Oh, yeah.
We talked last time, but Tunnel Springs, it's like a...
Every day,
like
all
a
day.
Dog game. There's like packs of them around wild, it seems like, half the time.
Yeah.
We had a lady just a couple weeks ago got bit. Her dog got bit by some dog.
He got bit.
Yeah, well, I got bit at the splash pad.
And you can see it on the video.
We got video. Yeah.
Oh, lovely.
Were you near the dog? Did it just...
Well, these people came walking with their dog, and I walked up to tell them that they couldn't have their dog there. And the dog looked like it wanted to sniff me, and kind of held my hand out, and it bit my hand.
This was on Saturday.
Oh, my gosh.
Or no, it was either Saturday or Sunday, this last one. And I was checking the splash pad, and I had the door cracked, so I could go in and out with the screen to clean out into the in the tank. And I typically don't do that because I get people walking in, but it was like 5 seconds. I propped it open, went and grabbed the pole to come out. As I was coming out, this guy says, hey, is this the right address? It kind of startled me because I didn't know. He just walked into the pump room.
Oh.
And the next thing I know, this dog comes just flying in there, and he's just got his little teeth just ready to bite me. And I'm like, hey, is this your dog? And he's like, yeah. I said, you can't have it here, and you need to leave. Like, it's not on a leash. Like, but people just don't, they really don't care. They just don't. So it's, yeah, it's a major
issue. So what do we do, though?
Issue.
So the problem, there's a myriad of problems. We could sit and tell you 8 million stories like this because we have a bunch of them.
Yeah.
But there's as many people, I honestly think, that are upset with these situations, that are sick of the dogs being
mm-hmm.
there, they're sick of these situations, as many people as want them there. With state legislature, I think this is turning into a big issue with the ADA stuff, because you guys all go into the Smiths now and people have their dogs in there because everybody knows mm-hmm. these loopholes. Because you legally can't ask somebody for paperwork, you can't. You can ask if this dog's trained to do something. You really can't ask.
You can ask what it's trained to do.
That's all you can really ask. So they can lie. People know this. They can say, oh, this dog's trained for seizures. And you can't question them. You can't do anything about it, really. So it's really, it's turning into a problem all over us. We talk to the health department. They're like, dude, we're just so done with this stuff because you guys see it. I mean, I literally don't go to like Home Depot or someplace like that without seeing a dog.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. We talked to the police. It's just like speeding. We can't go get everybody that's doing this. They don't have the staff at the time to go sit there and police it. We tried to police it. I've told you our stories, and the guy told me to.
I was there. I kind of thought it was pretty funny.
So I feel like one way that we can address
it, not necessarily, but
is providing a place. So we have then the ability to say, like, well, it's not here, but it's somewhere else. Because right now it's not here and nowhere else. Except Bountiful just opened their new dog park. Has anyone been to it?
Mm-hmm.
I've heard it's amazing.
They had an incident there.
Oh, a dog incident?
Like first day. Someone
I've heard it's amazing. I don't
somebody
know.
Just tell me about this.
Well, it's interesting. I think any dog park is awesome when it very first opens. But what does it look like after a year or 2 years?
Crap.
So
and who wants to clean up?
So I don't know if we should have probably turned this on. There is an area that the city owns attached to Legacy Park that is the west side towards the trail. It's a pretty good chunk.
Pull it up.
You mentioned it last time.
And we've been looking at that, and we think we could use that.
That's the one that connects into Woods Cross? Is that what it was?
No, so it's the other side.
Oh.
So it's actually south. So if you know where like the basketball courts are?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just south. It's actually
south of the basketball courts. This is the parking lot.
Is it behind houses?
South of the parking lot.
South.
And it's behind houses then?
It's kind of like a triangle piece.
Oh. It's a weird unused parcel, but it actually, it might sound...
It's not wetlands?
No.
We can use it. We've kind of done a little bit of research on it right now. We think it might be a decent option, but I'm not going to lie. We keep getting handed more maintenance. We maintain 50, seven properties.
You should get someone on city council who will increase your budget.
I was looking at the budget next year.
So, to me, it's just a maintenance thing more than anything. We've gone, TJ and I went and looked at Draper. Draper has a park that's very similar to dog park.
We're up to 58 areas.
That you maintain?
Yeah.
How many people?
Which is funny because Salt Lake has 88 parks.
Three.
Oh, three?
We have three of us. And four and a half seasonals.
Salt Lake has...
Four and a half.
Yeah.
One guy's only, he only comes in like telling me.
Oh, okay.
Salt Lake has 88.
You thought it was like saying half?
Say it again. Salt Lake is 87?
88 parks.
How many people?
Oh, heck. 30, 40.
Oh, wow.
Solid. Yeah,
city council.
Oh, 80.
There you go.
80 people in the parks.
Yeah, I mean, like Farmington, I think they have like six or seven full time and 30.
So we're not opposed to it, but it just scares us when you, cause we just keep adding more and more stuff.
How much more can you take? Yeah.
What's the process of requesting
a budget for another full time employee? Mm-hmm.
Another employee. Is that
I'll
at
apply.
All in the on the horizon?
I'll apply.
Yeah,
totally. I would totally do it. It's my dream job.
What is your dream job?
I would totally work for parks.
Come on, boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Parks and recreation. That's my major.
More than anything,
yes.
It's
I want the city to hire a full-time rec director.
Mm.
Would you do that? That's well, I have no power here, so. All right. Okay, so the first question then, dog park.
This is where he's talking.
I know what you're talking. My sister used to live back door. That used to be my sister's house.
Yeah,
and she used to ride four-wheelers back there. Did you notice someone riding four-wheelers back there?
If you guys want to pass it around, it's fine,
too.
Yeah,
where's the trail? It's just behind the houses. Sure, probably
people
of those homeowners might not like it, but...
This area right there.
It's actually far enough off their property, too. I don't know if you'd get...
Is it that whole
Well, let me ask that question before we pass it along. Okay, so is it this like right of access way, or it's that right there?
No, it's this whole thing right here, this triangle from.
Okay.
If you took that fence line to here, it's that triangle. Right? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's this.
What's that white thing in the middle?
Piece of like concrete. It's like a.
Oh wow.
It's just a concrete. I'm not sure what it was
I know
for.
The people who live there.
So it's south of the parking lot.
They have dogs.
Can I turn this manual?
It's this one.
South of the parking lot.
Oh, right there.
Okay, let me pass that around.
Just
the triangle.
Trail.
It's,
yes.
And that's Legacy on the left there.
At least
you'd
have.
Yeah.
I mean, at least you'd have something to say.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you can't have dogs here, but
that's
you can
the whole,
right there.
It seems almost stupid. Like, dogs aren't allowed in this park. Except
Why
for right there.
Yeah.
But I think it.
No, I think that's a legitimate
option.
Thing.
Yeah.
Dogs are allowed only here at the park.
Yeah.
The rest of the place,
they
can't.
We realize they really don't have an excuse when
exactly.
we go up and say
exactly.
something.
Well, and we realize we're never going to get rid of people bringing dogs through the park
because
they have a trail system.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
And that's where a lot of people use them, which is, those are people are just are great. They're great to work with. You know exactly where they're going when they come through.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, or you have people going to the dog park, which we have a lot of complaints about. So we had talked, like, what better spot, you know, and make it a nice, friendly atmosphere for dogs. And so we can at least say, hey, we don't allow dogs here. We're right over there.
Probably a good example of what we think. I took Ken out there and looked at it. I think a good example of a dog park that we probably would like to see is, like, the one in Draper. There's one that's in Draper just off of I-15 and off.
What did you like about it?
I think we could do a much better job than
it's they're not really, it's mostly road based and it's in the maintenance on it. It's not super bad. It's actually a retention area the same as this. So if it flooded,
who cares?
Oh well.
What do you mean road based?
Well, they did.
Dirt is compacted, but it's not grass because you try to maintain grass areas with dog parks. It's just gross. Awesome.
Uh-huh. So I've heard people complain about dirt in dog parks. Is there
people will complain about everything.
The thing is this.
Oh,
so
sorry.
If you put...
That was
if you put
internal dialogue.
That the one where they have water
Let
going
it out.
Through it?
Let it out.
In Draper?
In Draper?
Yeah.
Yes. And this would be the same. We have to be allowed... It still has to be able to run water through it. Because that's what it's there for. But.
It's one of those things like... If we were to put down turf and put sprinklers on it and all that, any of them that we've looked into look
gross.
Like...
Yeah.
A
oh,
disaster
I can imagine.
Zone.
I can
just
imagine.
Months. Because, you know... What they
oh,
do.
Urine
right.
and poop and
so the, does the dirt. One thing I've heard complained about that little park in Woods Cross is that there are a lot of foxtails that grow there,
yeah,
which
that's,
is
yeah.
oh,
that
that's
is,
something
don't
that can
use
be managed.
That is
yeah, we're not
example
doing
of anything.
Okay,
and we've even talked about synthetic turf,
but the cost as you see the cost for just doing it underneath the playground
right.
it would be crazy expensive.
But they do it all the time. I mean, the guy that came in. Did it? He's like, he goes, it's much easier to do it in an area, just an open area. We don't have to cut around. We're just, like, it's like laying down carpet. And I said, well, yeah, what about that mess, though? You know, like, and he's like, you'd actually be surprised on how much cleaner it is. I mean, this is
cleaner
coming from
to have dirt.
Yes.
Yeah, I would think so, too. So. Okay, so one of our goals for this discussion was just to come up with locations that are a potential for this. Is this something, like, how realistic is this? Or is this something that we can say, yeah, we're planning this, we're moving forward on this, or what do we have to do to in order to move forward?
We own the land. It seems to make sense with access to the park, access to the trail. I don't know if there's the political backing for it right now. It might be.
Sure, do it before the election. You'll get all the backing you want.
I don't know if there's money for it. You know, I mean, they still cost money.
Do we have any idea how much money it would be?
And our only counter is just.
Another.
I don't feel like it has to happen quickly, but is it something that we could put down? Like, this is, you know, we could, like, when we vote, like, yes, this is where we want it to be, and it's on the to-do options moving forward.
I think it probably is good if we say, you guys, hey, yeah, this is a good suggestion. We like this concept.
I like this.
It's like a proposal that we sent to them.
I like this idea much better than I do saying, well, let's just take a portion of the Westfield, which isn't designed, it wasn't planned for.
It has irrigation in it already.
It's just, why take away from something that's...
I love this idea.
I mean...
I think politically and citizens would agree with that. They would say, like, look, we're not changing anything that you people that don't like dogs already have.
Yeah.
We're keeping it the same, but we're adding, it's supplemental, it's incremental to what we've got.
Yeah.
And you're saying it's far enough away from the houses.
I honestly don't think it'd be an issue. That's just my opinion.
I don't think it would either. And my sister actually used to live on that one of those 2 yards that was the backup to that.
If you look at
it would be okay.
Yeah, if you look at the lots and how they're laid out, they're actually pretty long lots.
Yeah.
And there's no more, there would be no more noise from the dogs than there are the kids screaming and yelling and the rap music played at pavilions.
And all three of those houses right there all own dogs too.
Yes.
So I think they would be happy.
And that area is fenced? Or no?
So it's not fenced
right
now. The only
thing
that's fenced is on the east side.
Okay.
It's more the residences.
The north, the west, and how it comes in the triangle.
Okay.
So
what?
Stuff
go ahead.
Always costs way more than you think.
Of course. Yeah. Of course.
So we could. We could pass like a recommendation that then goes to city council that then like coming into next April we say, hey, this is something Parks and Arts wanted to do next April, can we come up with funds for that?
They could come up with funds next week if they want to.
Yeah, I know, but we can't count on that. So baby
so
steps.
It's just a matter of having a plan. We reached out and that guy still hasn't gone back to me. I sent him a message again.
Which guy?
Draper.
Oh, the public
works. Because we were curious to get some pricing on how much it cost them to do that. It's a lot of fencing, signage. Mm-hmm. Depends on how you do it. I mean,
honestly, it's this is not something that I don't look at this as something like that's. This is just me. That would be like crazy expensive in the fact of like grade work. We have all the machinery.
It just depends on how you want to do it.
Yeah, how extensive
it's
you want
it.
Low. We want to enter in low bar.
Right. But I don't. What they have is much different than what we have. They have it's a much, much bigger plot of land they have down there. I think so. I mean, they had a path that walked all the way down around. They had a pavilion, which me and David both thought would be kind of cool. And
yeah, you want to match those shade structures.
You could tie in the same colors. So it's an extension of the park.
Oh, I love that, yeah.
And then just make it, it was almost like planned for. You could make it so it worked. You could have, you know, pipes where dogs could go, you know, like people that...
Fire hydrants we get. Yeah, fire hydrants. We got old pipes.
I just think that we could get creative and do a great job for not as much money as, you know.
Are we at the point where we would want to vote as a board to just say, like, hey, you have all of our well wishes and approval and move forward on this? What do you think, David?
It's not, I just was saying.
We were, part of this discussion was to brainstorm ideas, though. Does anyone else have other ideas that you want to put on the table aside from this particular one?
So I think one thing, like the location is the legacy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's gonna service more of the Foxborough neighborhood.
For sure.
So I'm sure that the other parts of the city will want for the same thing once they see that. I don't think that should deter us at all, but something just to consider.
Well, where else can we? You already have the land. You already.
Yeah. Right. I
feel like the arguments for it are really good.
The lowest hanging fruit, for sure.
And I feel one dog park in the city is plenty.
Well, I think.
Although I do think that that's a critique that will be voiced, and we'll just have an answer.
I just think that this is the hottest area to do it. I mean, this is where we have the issues because it's so close.
Yeah.
It's a health issue right
exactly.
now with dogs in the park. With, I mean,
it's true. Yeah.
So I think it's the most important place right now. That's just me and my opinion.
This is probably the biggest issue, wouldn't you say?
For
parks
sure.
issue? For
as far as like the what we hear, like what we're getting feedback from citizens on, I mean, is that, and if so, then it's like, what? How fast can we make this happen? You know, kind of a
yeah.
thing. Like, if we're addressing priority lists in public works, maybe that's one of the higher, I don't know, you know, you guys have, of course, a million priorities, but I think it gives us a leg to stand on, and it's low-hanging fruit. My only thought was, is there any land that we're not using today that we could convert to a dog park? And then you guys brought that before I even said it, so.
That's for both those questions.
Is what?
If you did synthetic turf and you got it for $5 a square foot, it's $196,000.
We start with dirt, though. We'll just start with dirt.
Get enough complaints, we'll add a piece here.
But I was counting both of those parcels down there.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
just
about.
Under
I think it needs to, which actually lends itself to a pretty cool park. It's how the Draper is if you leave it, so there's kind of the river that flows through there because it is a retention point.
Yeah, that's cool.
It kind of gives a cool effect. Anyway.
I agree.
It makes it kind of a more natural area for dogs to play in my opinion, anyway. But
so if we vote today that this is our recommendation, what's the next step for you? What happens next?
Well, we can just go forward with that as far as taking it to Ken and seeing. I don't know. He hasn't really given me proceed with this yet. So I think we've come up with the idea of this and shot it to him. And he's like, and him and the chief went out because they're dealing with the, you know, public upset that we're not enforcing this, and to public upset that we are enforcing this, we get all ends.
Totally.
Yeah. So, I think that they both believe it's probably the best spot right now. It's probably just financing.
Does anyone here own a dog?
Yes.
Yeah,
I do.
I
it's not a person.
I actually took my dog to a dog park and he got whooping cough from it. So
yeah, you can like get parvo and stuff.
Yeah.
It's
gross.
Okay.
Dog parks.
I then propose that as a board we recommend this parcel of land for a dog park.
Second.
Great. All in favor?
Aye.
All board members? Yep. Okay. You got all of our approval. Which, you know,
they're looking at it. One more project. No.
But as you go to talk about it.
We have a good group that works hard and wants this
yeah.
to be awesome.
Yeah.
But we do feel like we're drowning and we get thrown babies a lot.
You need resources. Yeah.
You also have our approval and recommendations that you need more staff. But, again, we don't have a lot of teeth here. Okay. Let's go back up to the beginning of that Public Works update. Can you talk to us about the Foxborough Wetlands Project? I know the proposed plan was passed out of council, and this Saturday is the Foxborough Wetlands Trail event. There were a lot of questions on that on Facebook, and I wanted to, I don't know anything about the proposed
plan. It is just
plan.
A concept drawing
okay.
that I had to have. I don't think that there's really a lot of information I have towards right now. They're trying to get grant, get everything funded with that. We'll probably do it in phases.
Would the phases follow the concept drawing, or is it at a stage where it could still the concept could still change?
I think all of that's true. I mean, I think depending on what they decide to do.
Who's they?
Like, I think it goes, I think the next step, if I remember right, I haven't been involved in a lot of this process. It's been Allie. But I think, I think they have to have a better plan of how the park's going to exactly be before then they get funding, because they don't really have a hard price.
I get it.
So I'm tiptoeing around, dancing around the fact that I don't really know that much about it.
So do you know what the time frame is? Like maybe in a year they would revisit that concept drawing? Or
the grant has to be done within like a year or something.
Okay. So
you were in that meeting last time.
Yeah, I was.
I think it's a year. Does that sound right?
Yeah. Like the work has to begin, right?
Something like that. Yeah.
If they get the grant 1 year and the work has to begin?
Yeah.
When is has the grant been awarded?
I think the next step was Ken was gonna try to what's the word? Gonna confirm that that grant is available, right? To use.
Yeah.
And then once that's finalized, then we have a year to.
There's like matches and a bunch of stuff. Yeah. Honestly, I haven't been involved.
So 1 year for work to begin on the concept drawing that was passed.
Yeah, but whether or not, like, what he's saying, I don't know if they're tied to that concept.
Yeah.
I think it was, because what I gathered from that meeting was Ken presented it as a reason for him to go after the grant money, to say,
yes.
Do I have the all clear to go after it?
But it was just really, interested. Yeah, a quick drawing without whole
yeah.
numbers
yeah.
to it.
Okay.
Kind of like what we're trying to do with, like, Palmquist and stuff.
Yeah.
You're not going to spend a ton of money to have someone design some grandiose
yeah.
plan
exactly.
and then be like, oh, we don't have any funding.
Was the concept drawing contracted out? Did some? Do you know who made that?
Yeah, must have been.
Okay.
I had nothing to do with that. They had a drawing, which I'd never seen until that meeting, to be honest with you. So.
Anything else I should know if people ask questions at the Trails event about it? Just that?
They're trying to make something happen. It might be in phases. They're trying to get grants.
Yeah, it would be paid for by grants. I think that's a good
great.
Call out.
All right. Open topics for Public Works. Anything you want us to talk about that we haven't talked about?
You talk about trails. I think on the 17th, we are going to start doing a tree removal on the Center Street, from Center Street to Porter's Landing, the canoe takeout. And that's... got a lot of volunteers that are doing that.
Oh, how did that
Allie.
Work? Oh, okay, great.
And then they're going to start. That's a
tree removal
grant project, but it will actually go through all along the Jordan River, and it will tie in to where, it's kind of hard to explain it. If I had a map, I could show you, but it basically ties in just before you go underneath the bridge by the RV place.
Mm-hmm.
The easiest way for me to describe it. It's actually quite a long
mm-hmm.
stretch of trail that will be being constructed under this grant.
A new trail.
Yes.
But
it will enter.
And it's July 17th that it starts?
It's July 17th where we start doing some tree removal, and then I believe the contractor comes in just after us and they take over, and the trail actually goes from Center Street through Porter's Landing of the canoe takeout.
Cool, that's cool.
And then it goes all the way over, but it, I think that'll be a great extension of trail.
So the volunteers are helping clean up?
Yeah, they're going to help us.
Where did the volunteers come from? Did Allie coordinate those?
Yeah, it was with Allie. It was some with the grant. I'm not sure.
But probably
where.
Like a volunteer organization
yeah.
that she
yeah.
scheduled with. Very cool. That's good
so.
To know. Are there open topics? Public Works topics?
No, I think, I mean, what,
I swear there's some other stuff, but. This has been a crazy last...
Yeah, our big push right now with seasonals and with the lack thereof, but we've gone and done all the tree rings throughout the entire city, every area that we own, we've killed, and we're putting bark around all those. I mean, if you go along Highway 9, you'll see how nice of a job they've done. It's,
looks really,
it looks
yeah,
awesome.
I noticed that.
Cool.
They look good.
It really
mm-hmm.
stands out when you do that stuff.
Yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I totally look. I
so.
They do a lot with the little. They really do. They do a good job. We got a really good group of kids this year.
Yeah.
Cool. The seasonals.
Oh, okay.
Which is top. We put out jobs. We legitimately can't even get
yeah.
people to apply. So
which is even more of a reason why we need a full time, because it's just.
It's frustrating, but these kids this year have been outstanding. So we got a good group. They've done well.
Are you still taking people?
As far
seasonal?
As. Seasonal? I mean.
We need. We did want a couple streets guys, actually. We have budget for. Nobody even applies.
What does that mean, streets guys?
Help with
cracks
and
like that.
Bottles, garbage cans.
Good to know. Okay. We will table city council update. And then this is open notes, open topics. Anyone, anything that you brought that we haven't talked about yet? Questions that you have? Look at us. Right. Action items. Oh, I did have a question. Farmers market. Are you managing that this year? Or just
sort of. We need to do some cones for them. I gotta talk to you about that later. They've been successful. To Elliot. It's been crazy.
Is it that same woman again?
No.
Somebody new is in charge?
This is the Food Truck League that's taking care of it.
Food Truck League is taking over the farmers market?
Oh,
I'm sorry. Food Truck League is another one we should talk about, though.
That was Monday. No, farmers market is the same lady. They will be doing it Saturdays. They'll start till September something.
It's like the second week of August.
We didn't really want them there when the splash pad was still going, but maybe they are in August. They're in August, right?
I think it starts at the end of August.
And football starts and stuff.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you need to do or that we need to do with farmers market? And then food truck.
Support it. Go to it.
Yeah. Food Truck League, I think, is fantastic. Have you had any feedback from the league if they're getting the numbers that they want?
Yeah, they've been pretty successful.
Great.
Seems to be packed.
Yeah.
Last week was probably the weakest, but it was windy and cold. But we've been there a week since and been packed.
Nice.
They just come once a week, right?
Monday nights.
Okay. So, action items. I need to get feather signs for the Trails event.
You're going to borrow one.
The ones we just made?
Yeah.
They turned out cool.
I need to get Halloween 3K information to you.
Can you give me Sarah's contact info?
Yes, I will do that after. I can do that just as soon as we're done with Amazon. We officially passed a recommendation for that south of Legacy Park location for Dog Park. Okay, and then assignments for your two events if you want to pass them on. All right. We're officially adjourned. Yay!
Okay, so don't meet each other.